Welcome to Comic Booked. I am Matthew McLachlan.
And I am Katie Sexton.
And this is the podcast where I teach Katie and you everything I know about comic book characters.
And I just, you know what I do?
What?
I try to keep up.
She tries to keep up.
She tries to keep up and she's learning things. She's going places with the information that Matt gives her. She knows about the capes. She knows about the powers. She knows about the caves where the villains dwell.
And so can you. Intro.
Intro.
Ah, surprise! We're here after the trumpets.
Matt is a Muppet. There's a hand inside Matt and somebody, and somebody else.
I'm not complaining about
somebody it. Somebody else is operating Matt at all times.
We're all into different stuff, and I'm into Muppetry on myself. Who cares?
Who cares? Who gives a?
The world's burning, and if you want a hand in you, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like?
What do I like?
What are we talking about?
What do I like to do for fun?
Yeah.
I like roller coasters.
You like roller coasters?
And I really like laser tag.
Okay.
I really like laser tag. That is a fun activity that is pure joy and fun, I believe.
Remember when you were a kid and there was that, whatever the activity was, where you're riding high on a 9, 9.5, 10 even,
yeah.
Where you're just like, just like running full speed down a dark hallway, shooting your friends. If that were a drug, that joy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, laser tag definitely does that. What else can do that?
You know, when you were like little?
Yeah.
When you discovered you could run and then you would just run everywhere. Like you had to run.
Yeah.
That feeling of like, it's that energy. It's like you all of a sudden have all this energy, but it feels so good.
Yeah.
You gotta get that energy out.
Or like hide and seek does that for
me.
Oh,
hide and seek is a freaking blast.
I do that. It's so fun.
Have you ever played Sardines?
I don't know what that is.
It's the opposite of hide and seek.
Where everyone searches for one person?
Everyone searches for one person.
Uh-huh.
But as soon as you find that person, you hide with them.
Okay.
In that.
And then it builds up?
It builds up. Then all of a sudden, there's one person left looking for everybody.
That's interesting.
It's so fun. I worked at a theater camp the summer after high school.
Uh-huh.
We played Sardines, and it was honestly so fun.
Oh, I bet. Hey, you want to see who you're going to learn about today?
I want to, yes.
Great. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you a picture, and you are going to tell me who you think this is and what you think their powers are, okay?
Okay.
Great.
Oh, no.
Never had that reaction before.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Two different pictures. Oh, whoa. All right, I'm looking at...
Yeah, tell us what you're looking at.
He is like a soldier, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a gentleman, and he is muscular as all get out.
Okay.
As all get out. The most noticeable thing about him, he's got the muscles, he's got the toughness, he's got the armor.
Yeah.
It's the glasses.
Okay, he's got shades on.
He's got shades on. This is new. I haven't seen any of our people have shades.
Yeah, no one's really caring about eye safety.
I don't think it's about eye safety. I think it's about cool.
Oh, so he doesn't even give a fuck about safety.
No.
He's like, I'm cool.
And he says it like,
I've got glasses on. What's my voice?
You sound like Steve Martin. That wild and crazy guy. Yeah, he's tough though. He's got these like dark shades on.
Okay, what else?
He has got these gloves. He's got this tattoo. He's got this tattoo.
Okay, Katie, calm down.
And it's an arm tattoo. And it goes, oh, it goes up his neck.
Okay.
Oh, it goes up his neck. Oh,
she's squirming.
Cool. I like it. It's like, cool. I've never seen something like that before. He's got a sword. That's notable.
Okay.
He's a sword bearing beast.
Uh-huh.
He's a sword bearing beast.
Okay.
Oh, and then this next one.
Yes.
It looks like he has maybe a few swords, or maybe that's a three-barreled gun that's also on his back. I can't tell. He's packing. He's packing.
Who is this?
Oh, man. This is This is the Sundance Kid. Now, I know that that's from something, and it's him.
Okay, so we've... Okay, yeah.
The Sundance Kid. Yeah, but it's ironic because he's no kid.
No, he's not. So it's just him? I mean, begs the question, like, where's Butch Cassidy, you know?
He doesn't need him. Listen, I'm so glad you brought that up, but he doesn't want to talk about Butch Cassidy.
Oh, that's like something before he goes on Conan O'Brien. They're like, listen, don't talk about Butch. Don't.
It's the past.
It's the past.
It's the past.
So the...
Yeah, the capital. Capital T.
Capital T or capital the?
The Sundance Kid.
You know, what makes him the Sundance Kid?
Because when that sun goes down,
uh-huh,
he dances with guns. Dances with knives. He dances with them all.
Okay.
He dances with the bad guys. He dances.
So he just goes to clubs? Just goes to like questionable locations?
No, Matt, you're so not cool. Dancing is another word for like fighting.
Fucking them up.
Yeah, it dances with them. You know what I mean? It's like the...
Like Dances with Wolves, but in that movie he really was just dancing.
Was he dancing with
wolves?
Yeah. Did he dance with wolves,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, he did in a section, and then they saw him and they called him that. We got a lot of movies to watch.
We got a lot of things to break down.
Okay, so he's fighting. So he's dancing.
He's dancing. He's dancing with knives. And that sword. Let's talk about that sword.
Yeah.
It was a gift.
Yeah. How nice. From who?
From Butch Cassidy.
Oh, dang it. What a cross to bear that he's got this just fucking immaculate sword.
Immaculate.
And it kind of does its job. He does his dancing business with
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what a torment and a reminder.
Well, here's the thing about his partner, Butch Cassidy.
Estranged.
He's dead.
Butch!
Butch is dead.
Does he know?
He knows.
Oh.
He thought... Let me finish.
Go.
So he thought that Butch was a bad guy. A bad guy basically framed Butch.
Yeah.
And so Sundance, the Sundance Kid.
The
Sundance Kid.
Uh-huh.
Stabbed. Butch. He had Butch's sword, but then thought that Butch was a bad Butch. So he killed Butch. And then realized, you know, while he was dying, oh, you're not the bad guy. You're Butch.
Oops.
And so he killed Butch. And so that
he's haunted.
He's haunted, and he bears the sword that killed Butch.
We got a lot of history here, and I want to fill in these blanks. What are his...
What blanks?
Well, what powers did he use to kill Butch, or is he just kind of skilled with the Butch sword?
Oh, he's skilled. He's a swift slicer. He learned a lot from Butch.
Absolutely.
They called Butch because he was like the butcher.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So he learned a lot from Butch, and that's why he was called the Sundance Kid, because Butch was older.
Uh-huh.
You know, he looked up to Butch. It's mostly he's a super skilled, super muscular, intelligent, almost like assassin type guy.
I would probably guess that he has on the side like a dance studio.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to know who this really is?
Yeah, who is this like dark...
Dark Daddy.
Dark Daddy.
This person's real name is Eric Brooks.
Ooh, that's sexy.
That's good.
That's solid.
It's a doodah of a name.
I mean, that's a strong-ass name.
Yeah, holy shit. Guess what? A.K.A. Blade, motherfucker. That's his name, Blade.
Blade.
Mm-hmm.
That's not like the movie Blade.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know Blade was a super thing.
Yeah. This is what? Episode 16? The phrase super thing has undone me.
You're welcome.
Eric Brooks, aka Blade, and he is in Marvel Comics.
Okay.
And he is almost his own little niche world. You've got all the heroes, Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, all those wonderful guys. And then you've got X-Men, their own little world, right? And then you have Blade, and it's the darker, grittier. And why that is because Blade is half human, half vampire.
That's okay.
And Blade is specifically a vampire hunter.
Oh.
So his whole mission is to eradicate all vampires on Earth. So he has a little bit of self-hatred, but he's also taking that part of him, trying to do some good.
Dang, cool.
So he's half human, half vampire, and that leads to some wacky, dark moments. You ready?
Yeah.
You want some powers on this blade?
Well, I have some hints if he's a vampire.
Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. You probably do. Let's get in him. The first one, he is a master martial artist.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, he could open a dance studio, and he would just put weapons right in those fucking kids' hands. They don't even matter. He's yeah. like, do it. They're like, please don't kill me.
Is he good or bad?
He is a good guy. He's trying to rid the world of evil, but he toes the line.
He has some questionable tactics.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Guess who's one of his buds he teams up with? Punisher.
Punisher?
Yeah, because he's also a I don't give a freck. Well, let's not give a freck.
Together.
Together.
Together. Together. The reason why I did a French accent was because I always think vampires are French.
Oh, okay. Not like Transylvanian or German?
No, French.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think most French people are vampires, you're right, but they just don't care. And they're just at night, they're like, buh.
Yeah.
That's my French impersonate. Buh.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Can you hear the cigarette being moved in my hand in a circle?
And the eyes rolling, yeah.
He's a skilled swordsman and marksman.
Cool, yeah, makes sense.
Oh, man, that blade's blade is blading around town.
Well, you got to know how to use it. If you're going to carry it around like that.
If your name's going to be Blade, for God's sake, you better not be using a slingshot.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense. You got to have a brand.
Why do they call you Blade? It should be something.
It should be Whack.
God, Whack. My name's Blade. Why? Why?
But then that's how he confuses his victims first and gets them.
He's highly knowledgeable about all vampire lore, as he should be.
You gotta know what you're chasing.
Yeah, study up, bub. He has superhuman strength, speed, agility, and stamina.
Yeah, vampires are crazy, dude.
So fast.
So fast.
So strong, so agility, so stamina. All of his senses are completely enhanced.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I smell the neighbors cooking and it's delicious. You live 2 miles away from, I know.
Everybody's a neighbor at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the neighbor to my nose.
To my nose. Sex is probably pretty good.
I mean.
Overwhelming.
Are you ready? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh! That's his vampire. He went to a vampire because it's overwhelming because of the senses.
You that gotta... noise scared me.
I did. Yeah, probably doesn't even bother because it's just too good.
It's too good.
Yeah, he can't.
Yeah, that's what people do when something is too good.
Yeah, when
they
the
don't bother.
He has accelerated healing with his
yeah,
vampire.
Yeah, oh, totally. That's because of the territory.
Cut his skin. He's like, nope.
Saw an interview with a vampire.
Yeah, did you?
Sure did.
Cool, and he's got that healing.
He's got that healing. All of them do.
He has immunity to both vampire bites and vampire hypnosis.
Yeah.
So they're like, look into my eyes. Like, no. And he punches them in the neck. And yeah. They're like, oh. He becomes a legend at one point.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the main reasons is that he can walk in the daylight.
Well, shoot, dang, that's better than all the other ones.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to get you. Oh, fine. He's just standing there. It's dawn, baby. It's dawn. Can't
it's
get
dawn.
Me.
Can't get me.
That's him walking backwards out of a dungeon.
Into the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has slowed aging.
Right.
So
right,
he's
right,
slowly
right.
getting old, but he's not too old.
But then comparatively to vampires.
Right.
Who don't age at all.
Yeah.
So he's still going to get old.
He's still going to get old.
He's not immortal then, huh?
Well, that's a good point. I think it keeps him from dying, the accelerated healing.
Mm-hmm.
And the aging, I think it's almost like Wolverine, where he's not going to keep getting old. It probably stops at a certain point.
Sure.
And then maybe after 100 and 200 more years, he might look 10, 20 years older.
Uh-huh.
So he'll get to a point, but he'll live for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And he has the ability to sense supernatural creatures.
Oh, there's more. I guess if we live in a world where there's vampires.
You got demons, you got werewolves.
Werewolves, yeah.
You want some bio on this blade?
Yeah, because I want to know how he's half vampire. Is it a parental thing? Is it a half bite?
Well, here we go.
You know what I mean?
A half bite?
Like maybe he got...
One tooth?
One tooth in. Yeah.
I almost walked over that one. Let's like they missed, like, dang it. I'll just suck what I can get.
Or like they got teeth in, but they couldn't suck.
Oh, I see.
Or like something, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you right now, it's not as cool as what you're saying, but we'll get there.
Sure.
It's sadder.
Huh.
Blade was born in 1929.
Bad year.
Yeah, sorry.
We're about to go into a massive depression.
I know. He was born in England, actually, which I think they still had depression there, didn't they?
Oh, I'm sure they were definitely affected by it, yeah.
Born in 1929 and a child of two humans, his mother was bitten by the vampire Deacon Frost while still pregnant with Blade, which transferred vampire powers to the baby but killed his mother in the process.
What exactly killed her? The bite?
The vampire kept going. He just kept on sucking.
Well, then how was he...
She was about to pop.
Must have been in the middle of childbirth then.
Well, he bit her, sucked her blood, and she was bleeding out.
Yeah.
And then either gave birth or they got the baby out, and then she died.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
While being raised in a brothel, a young Blade saved a man named Jamal Afari from a group of vampires, and Jamal later became Blade's mentor in fighting all vampires.
Oh, cool.
So here's this guy getting kind of jumped by vamps.
Yeah.
And young Blade's like, well, I'm kind of strong. Let me try to punch these guys in the teeth. And he did, and they kind of back-to-backed it and fought all these damn vamps.
So they became like crime fighters together, basically.
Well, he was like mentor-mentee.
Got it.
Yeah. So he started training young Blade, and he was getting stronger and faster and cooler and better.
Yeah.
And he, you know, was feeling good about himself, this Blade. He started hunting young and easy to kill vampires, which made him get very, very cocky.
He doesn't drink.
No, he doesn't need the he doesn't have the thirst.
Okay. I'm curious if he drank vampire blood, if he would get more powers.
Well, there were instances of a very powerful vampire that did bite him and turned him full vampire for a while, and he had the bloodlust, and then he found his way back to being half human, being a daywalker. He joined a group of young vampire hunters called the Blood Shadows, and when they all encountered a much older vampire, that vampire killed all the Blood Shadows before barely being killed by Blade.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah.
So he watched all of his friends get eviscerated.
Yeah.
And he barely defeated this person.
Yeah.
And so now, going from a young, cocky kid to watching all your friends who you fight and bond with get killed by what you're trying to hunt, the encounter changed him considerably and made him like a loner and damaged. I can't have partners because bad things happen.
Butch Cassidy.
Butch Cassidy. He can't, you know.
Butch Cassidy got killed.
Blade's main enemy is a little-known vampire named Dracula.
Oh, Dracula's still alive.
Dracula is his main mortal enemy.
Yeah.
So he fights Dracula so many times, killing him or getting his ass kicked by Dracula, or then fighting like a new version of Dracula that came back from the dead, or some reanimated version. There's lots of Dracula fights.
Mm-hmm,
so many different versions of like, I killed you, but then someone brought you back and you merged with another vampire, and then you're a group of people that is Dracula, and it's like, it doesn't matter, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty cool. There are a million other vampires and demons and things that he fights, but it's always like that's his Joker. Count Chocula would be funnier, though.
Count Chocula would be way funnier.
Or the Count from Sesame Street.
I love the Count from Sesame Street.
It's like, whoosh, whoosh, I'm gonna kill you, Count. Look how many steps to get away from you. One, two.
Fuck you.
Why didn't I chase you?
I was mesmerized by your counting.
I thought the hypnosis doesn't work, but with you, you're just so damn cute.
Just so damn cute, I can't do it.
Later on down the road, Blade and some friends, he finds some.
That's good.
And they cast a spell, and it's called the Montesi Formula, which destroys all vampires on Earth. Until the spell wore off years later, bringing back every vampire back to life. Even the ones Blade killed before the spell.
Oh, no.
No, they're undone. And now we have another 50 years worth of comics to write now because...
Oh, sure.
I guess we got a lot more story to tell. And who cares if we just slapped all the readers in the face by undoing the last 40 years? I mean, whatever.
We got a lot more money to make.
No hatred to Blade. Pretty awesome. But
Blade's great.
That sucks. I mean, that is the vampire version of doing all of your homework. Not only having it deleted, but then somehow having all of your homework you've already turned in disappear.
Oh, yeah, that's that's freaking terrifying. I'm sorry, I have a question.
Yeah, tell me.
Can you kill Blade the same way you kill a vampire?
Nope. No, you cannot.
So it's not like a wooden peg through the heart? It's not, right? No, is it? No, it's steel. What is it? I don't know.
Please keep guessing.
Oh, it's a... A pig. A spike?
It's a wooden spike.
A wooden spike.
I just imagine a clothes peg.
That's a good question. I don't know if he can't die or if he's just so good at avoiding death and so skilled.
Yeah.
So I think he can die probably that way, mm-hmm. but I don't think that's specific to vampires. You pretty much stab anything with the spike in the heart and it's going to go down. It's going to go bye-bye.
It's going to go down.
It's going to go down.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
He fights lots of bad guys. All his friends die. He's always kind of a jerk, but we love him and his half-vamp ways. Blade.
We do. Now, there were some Blade movies, but those came out in like the 90s, right?
Fun fact. Well, let me give you my geek cap on.
Yeah.
The first Blade movie came out, I believe, in 1997.
Oh.
And that is almost well before. I mean, that's kind of unheard of to have. Yeah. And it was very good. It was very good. But Blade was one of the first movies after like all of the Joel Schumacher Batmans and all these like cheesy movies.
Yeah.
It was the one that kind of saved superhero movies in a way because everyone's like, this is that's a comic book?
Right.
It was one of the first movies where people were like, I want to read that.
Like, that's freaking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it got kind of bad after that.
How many Blade movies were there?
Three.
There were three?
They're making a new one.
Are they? With who?
Mahershala Ali.
Oh, yes.
I could watch that dude fucking knit.
Yeah.
So that's about it. That's Blade. That's all I got for you. You got any questions about Blade?
I always want to know if they like fall in love.
Did he fall in love?
Yeah.
You know what? It's unfortunately pretty stereotypical of every person he starts to get the feels for, snatched away, either turned into a vampire or killed.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Can he turn people into vampires?
Blade can, in fact, feed on people and turn them into vampires. He cannot turn them into fellow daywalkers. They just become regular old vampires, which is his mortal enemy. So why would he do that?
Matt, why did you want to share Blade with me today?
Blade is interesting to me because he has such a kind of a usual tale, right? Yeah. Orphan, no family, whatever. But he has his foot in two worlds and he doesn't belong to either. Yeah. One is his mortal enemy. He hates it. He almost hates that about himself.
Sure.
And another they couldn't possibly understand. And he's the only one of his kind. He is the only half-breed.
That's so lonely.
It's heartbreaking. And, you know, everyone feels that at some point. And yeah, I just really like that. I just think he has a lot of stuff going on that everyone can identify with.
Well, cool. I like him. I want to see the Blade movies. Which one is the best?
The first one.
First one.
First one. Second one's pretty good. Third one is trash.
It's a fart.
Hey, is there something you want to just bite my neck with and just drain the blood and then just fill it back in with knowledge and just let me be filled with this new sense of whatever the what's?
I've got a cute thing to talk about today.
Well, hell yeah. Vampires and cute. Let's do this.
Let's get cute. I have some fun facts.
Okay.
About cats.
Oh, we got one.
We got one of those.
We do.
Do you have one of those?
I have one of those. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm selfish. I'm selfish.
You're not the only one here, Matt. We have a cat and I was like, let me learn about our cat.
Yeah.
So I got some fun facts about cats. You know, simple, pure joy and love.
Okay. I love that.
Ready?
Yes.
The oldest known pet cat existed 9,500 years ago.
How could they possibly know that?
Originally, it was thought that Egyptians domesticated the cat, right?
Oh.
But in 2004, French archaeologists discovered a 9,500-year-old cat grave in Cyprus. This makes this the oldest known pet cat, and it predates Egyptian art about cats by over 4,000 years.
Holy hell! Holy Egyptian hell.
And the Egyptians, like, praised cats. They thought cats were gods.
The guardians to hell.
Yeah.
I mean, look at them.
Linda's the guardian to heaven.
Our cat Linda is a guardian to heaven.
Yeah.
Or purgatory. She's somewhere in between.
She's somewhere in between. We accept it.
Yeah.
Cats spend 70% of their lives sleeping.
No shit.
Yeah, I know. I thought she was sick at one point.
I thought she was broken.
A cat was the mayor of an Alaskan town for 20 years.
Was the cat 20 years old?
An orange tabby cat called Stubbs was the mayor of Taquitna, a small town in Alaska, for 20 years. He had several uncontested elections, and although he didn't hold any legislative power, he was loved by locals and tourists alike.
What was his party? The Republicans.
Oh, that's a good one.
The Democats. Oh, shit. Independent. Green Party.
Communist.
Oh, no. You did it. You beat me.
The Communist Party. The record for the longest cat ever is 48.5 inches.
It was 4 feet long?
Yes.
That's a tiger.
It was a Maine Coon called Stewie. Yeah. The richest cat in the world had $7 million. Okay. The richest cat in the world, according to Guinness World Records, which this name is not a great name, Blackie. His millionaire owner passed away. He refused to recognize his own family in his will and instead gave his $7 million fortune to his cat.
I mean, I bet those kids were waiting for it. And he's like, I'm going to give it to Meowmers.
Meow. Cats walk like camels and giraffes.
I disagree with that and hate it.
Their walking sequence is both right feet first, followed by both left feet. So they move half their body forward at once.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess we technically do that, but we just got two.
No, we do opposite.
What?
When we walk, how do you swing your arms? You don't swing. When you swing, you don't. No, we do the opposite. No, we do not.
Okay, you're right. Yeah.
Isaac Newton invented the cat door. When he was working on his experiments at the University of Cambridge, he was apparently constantly interrupted by his cats scratching at the door. So he called the Cambridge carpenter to saw two holes in the door, one for the mother cat and one for her kittens. And apparently these holes can still be seen at the university today.
Oh.
Ancient Egyptians would shave off their eyebrows when their cats died.
Why?
To honor them. Because they were like family members. That's how they would show that they were in mourning.
Right.
They would shave off their eyebrows.
Interesting.
Right. House cats share 95.6% of their genetic makeup with tigers. 95.6% is the same as a tiger.
What's going on in another 4.4?
All you need is like a little something's up in your DNA and
you get small.
And now you're small. That's now true. You're a really small thing.
I love big cats, so I can see that. I love cats. Mm-hmm. I want a big one to choose me. I would be like, let's play.
I want
like,
a big one to choose me.
Well, let's play. And it's, you know, jumping up 10 feet tall and on my shoulders. And I'm like, God, you can kill me in an instant.
I know.
But we're wrestling.
Those videos are so fun to watch.
I know.
They're terrifying, but also like.
So terrifying.
So awesome. The oldest cat in the world was 38 years old.
Oh, that.
38. Listen to this.
That's twice as long as the oldest dog, I think.
Yeah. His name was Cream Puff. Good. Cream Puff was born on August 3rd, 1967.
Uh-huh.
Lived until August 6th, 2005. And his owner, Jake Perry, also owned the previous oldest cat record, whose name was Grandpa Rex Allen.
Wait, the cat was named that?
Yes.
Okay.
So Jake Perry was the owner. He also owned the previous record holder.
Right.
Who passed away at the age of 34. Whatever Jake Perry's doing it right.
Why is he feeding him?
Yeah.
Gosh.
And this is our last little guy. The record for the loudest purr is 67.8 decibels.
That sounds loud.
For context, this is nearly the same volume as a shower.
As Darude's sandstorm.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's like, okay.
Okay.
67, I get it.
I get it now.
Showers are loud.
Showers are loud. Well, depending on how the pressure is, gotta have good pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, dang.
So some fun cat stuff, you know?
Well, you know what? I think I know, but I want to know, why did you teach me about cats today? A lot of stuff about cats. Great stuff.
Well, I think that every day, you and I personally, we both fall in love more and more with our cat, Linda.
Fucking love this cat.
Who literally, she not only cracks open our hearts more and more every day, you can tell that her heart is cracking open more and more every day. And it is such joy. I freaking love her.
Now it's at the point where she'll start purring just seeing us, which I'm like, that's buck wild. She only purred when she was really getting the love and pets and getting brushed and stuff. But now she's like, hey. I love you.
She wants love all the time. And so I just wanted to share some of that cat love.
That's so great.
Yeah. I almost got Linda a little like pride vest. It was like a little rainbow vest today at the store. I can't wait to try and put clothes on her.
I think you can't now.
Why not?
I think you can't meow. You can't wait meow. And then when it starts happening, you're going to see. She doesn't even like a blanket being on top of her. You think you're going to let her put a little like pride jersey on? A little like Space Jam jersey on her? That's what I would do.
I think the more that we get to know her, the more comfortable she is when we pick her up and like are not rough with her, but she's like becoming a little bit more malleable and like less resistant.
So we'll eventually get to the dressing up child phase.
Yeah,
Kat,
where she's comfortable with it. Like, I don't want to do anything she's not comfortable with.
Of course not.
No, no, no.
But we'll get there. She was uncomfortable being held, and now she's like, give me those arms, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, 2 months' time, it's going to be like,
we're going to have her in sunglasses.
Cat hoodie.
Cat shoes.
Cat pants.
Cat apron.
Cat hat visor that looks like her hair, but when you take it off,
it's not her hair.
It's a hair. You know, like the Florida grandpas yeah. that everyone wants to punch.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's going to do it for us, huh?
I think so.
God, this is a good one.
Let's go pet our cat.
Okay. Yeah. Bye. Fuck you guys. My name is Matthew McLachlan.
Bye. I'm going to go hang out with my cat. My name is Katie Sexton.
And you have been
comic booked. Right meow.